From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany reading Dead Man's Walk by Lee Martin. We'll begin with Chapter 1. It was dawn in Salerno. Two rugged men faced each other in the shadowed street. Crumbling adobes hid the people who watched while death awaited a victim. Their silence was filled with fear. Eli Cole was the taller man, his hawk-like face clean-shaven and his thin mouth drawn tight. His lean, hard body was damp with hot sweat. His thin hands were quiet and dry at his sides. His dark hat was pushed back from his brow. The gray, double-breasted shirt was open across his broad chest. Eli's Colt lay waiting at his right hip in a cut-down holster, while his big roan pawed the soft earth at a nearby railing. The stout man facing him was Welchman, soft from easy living, with a sneering smile that refuted fear. The sleeves of his dirty white shirt were pushed up to his thick elbows, and his red beard was wet with whiskey. Welchman paused, waiting for the first light of the sun to reach Eli's face. Pleasure was hot in the heavy man's chest. This shootout would make him the big man in Salerno the way it used to be when he was flushed with gold. Once more the town would fear and respect him. Women would crawl at his feet. When he killed Eli Cole, he would again be master of them all. Sweat was thick on his face and neck, and his right hand was damp near his holster. His little black eyes were gleaming. His lips were swollen and dry. In the desert air, dust was catching.